IVM
रक्षाबंधन, such a universal celebration, full of happiness, promises, sweets and gifts. When we say raksha, security, a sense of having a cushion around us, it's important to bring in a few concepts of finance which truly relate to this festive feeling. So today we have a special sip. The sip of security, the sip of celebration, the sip of Raksha Bandhan. Welcome to A Sip of Finance podcast by Priyanka Acharya. I'm your host Shanali, and this is a lady special podcast that will help you get better with your finances. Conceptualized by Priyanka Acharya, a financial consultant who simplifies a lot of financial jargon for you. She comes with 14 plus years of experience in this field and has helped many grow their money. So, you can now learn simple finance not just in English, but in 7 other languages. Let's get started. We have all sorts of Bollywood songs which highlight the festival. Just like Valentine's Day, we say love is in the air. During Raksha Bandhan, we can definitely say sense of security is truly in the air. A significant element of this festival are the gifts. So many sweets, soft toys and shagun items are seen around. In fact, I was amazed to see the Rakhis getting so innovative. Every year now, I'm curious to know what type of Rakhi will be tied on my son's wrist. And then the finance inside Priyanka spurs up and asks, what about financial security during Raksha Bandhan? There are a few thoughts that come to me when I think on this. One, I see financial professionals promoting the gifting of investment or insurance products to their siblings. Two, I see unique gifts every year exchanged between brothers and sisters to make sure festival doesn't get monotonous. Now let's take this thought ahead and enjoy today's sip of finance. In our previous episode, I promised to give you the details of types of mutual funds. Stay tuned and enjoy this Raksha Bandhan episode for a tadka to that recipe of mutual funds. So the first thing was gifting financial products to sisters and brothers. Here many families say, we can't take this long-term commitment. Some young friends tell me, how will I post that on Instagram? That makes me highlight that till now financial updates, conversations are not considered glamorous and we still feel apprehensions to go up and post about them or even talk within our families about them. One lady told me, we are 56 people in our entire siblings family and we celebrate Raksha Bandhan at resorts every year. How can I gift my brother a mutual fund or a policy or a share? What will those 54 people think about us? How weird will it be? When the 56 or whatever be your family size of you gather for this festival, take a little step towards change, towards Lakshmi Gyan. And together, listen to this episode of A Sip of Finance. It won't kill your celebration. It will surely enlighten it. The second was innovative gifting. So here, let me highlight that we need different gifts every year. We don't even repeat the sweets we gifted last year. Same way, let us utilize this Freedom Month to free ourselves from biased and monotonous investing. I hear a lot of families saying we have SIP. Great, but then the SIP is judged based on the amount of monthly installments. Some of us feel that 1,000 rupees per month SIP cannot be better than a 10,000 per month SIP. That's not the perfect way. You need to choose the correct scheme type and not the amount type. So when you gift yourself or gift your sibling a sense of financial security, perhaps in the form of mutual fund SIP, please understand these 4 basic broad scheme types. There are so many fund houses now and so many schemes. But these 4 basic types will make you understand and choose wisely. Within these, you will further get variance. The idea is to genuinely secure your family and yes, your sibling. 4 broad types to know. Liquid mutual fund scheme. This is a scheme if you have a short duration horizon in mind. It pools all money and invests in majorly fixed return instruments to generate returns. It has low risk probability and gets conservative returns. Balanced. As the name itself is balanced, this balances out what you invest. Your money is balanced amongst fixed return and growth focused instruments in proportions mentioned in the scheme fact sheet. So if your horizon is 5-6 years with moderate returns and medium risk, then this is your type. Growth. This is like climbing up stairs. We take time. We may go short on breath and patience, right? Same way, this needs your patience. So have a long-term horizon. Since it is a growth fund, the risk meter is always high. We say na, no pain, no gain. And the fourth, ELSS. This is important to know since it's a tax saver mutual fund. Now, this is also equity-linked saving scheme. That means it is a growth type of fund. The only difference is it has a lock-in of 3 years in exchange of tax saver benefit. Perhaps the thought process was to create a consistent habit of saving in this otherwise very flexible product. Now you have a short-term rasmalai, a mid-term kaju katri, a long-term naan khatai, or a tax-saver son papdi. What will you gift yourself and your lovely sibling this Raksha Bandhan? That's a wrap on this episode of A Sip of Finance podcast. We will see you in the coming week. Thank you for tuning in. If you found this podcast helpful, do give us a shout out on social media and tag us. It will help us empower more people. If you want to reach out to Priyanka, she is available on Instagram at PriyankaUAcharya and on LinkedIn as Priyanka Acharya. You can listen to this podcast on the IVM Podcasts app, website, or wherever you get your podcasts. Do follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. See you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to A Sip of Finance by Priyanka Acharya.